The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
That's Malaya Blue for you right here on Radio Memphis. You're tuned into Radio Memphis Around the World with me, D. Share the Love off the Heartsick album. And of course, you know, we caught up with Malaya Blue. Actually, it was a couple years ago. And, you know, we had so much fun with her. And if you guys remember that, she actually called. It was actually around my birthday. And she's one of my most favorite people I remember, because she was one of the ones, she was the only person who has ever in the history of me ever being on the radio, she sang happy birthday to me. And so I can never ever forget that beautiful voice. And I tell you, this is one of those, you know, she's come an extremely long way from her debut album on Bourbon Street. You know, for her debut album Bourbon Street, she's done so many things. You know, she's caught the eye of industry. You know, she's actually, you know, cut it up all over the UK, done some incredible stuff. She's caught the eye of several other individuals along the way, you know, put out some albums, done some really, really cool things. And she's getting ready to put out some new music. But she's got some cool news to go along with that. And what's even cooler is that we've actually got the UK on the phone. We've got Malaya on the phone. Not only do we have Malaya on the phone, we also have her manager on the phone with her. We've got Steve Yurlik on the phone with her. And so I'm going to bring them both on. I'm so excited because it's a big day for them. And we're going to go ahead and see what they have doing. Hey, Steve. Hey, Malaya. How are you doing?
I'm great. Lovely to hear
from you again.
Oh, it is so wonderful to hear both of you. Wow. Big day for the UK, by the way.
Yes, very big. Yes, thank you.
You are very, very, very welcome. Very welcome. I was telling everybody, you know, Malaya, and I know you probably heard, you're one of my most favorite people on the planet. You sang me happy birthday.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I will never forget it. And I tell you, you're also one of my most favorite artists. You know, I've always adored your sound. I've always really, really appreciated, you know, your style. And, you know, and I've always made it a point to really follow kind of what you've had going on. And to see you kind of develop. And I understand, you know, you and Steve, you guys have some really fantastic news. And for the news that you have, it's very important, especially for people like, you know, in Memphis when it comes to blues. You guys have some really crazy, crazy news.
We do. So we need to toss a coin now, don't we? Who's going to break the news? Steve, you want to take this one?
I know. Who's gonna break it?
Come on, Steve. I got it. You know what? He's the guy with the Midas touch. He made this happen. So
I know.
Want to tell? Share this news with everybody.
I know. I see. Is Steve still with us?
Yeah. Hi, Dee. I've got a bit of a problem here. I can hear you very clearly, but I can't hear anything that Malaya is saying.
I know. And I said, I just got your message.
Oh, no, he always says that.
I know. It's gonna be one of those, like, okay, so she's wanting you. Yeah, she's wanting you to kind of break the ice on what the news is on that. So you guys have some fantastic news. So she's wanting you to go ahead and break that.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I mean, we're really, really thrilled that legendary Dennis Walker has come on board and is collaborating with Malaya on the songwriting sides of things.
Wow.
And we're, you know, he's also an amazing producer.
Wow.
We're hoping that when the time is right, he's going to produce the record for us too. So that's just incredible.
Wow, that's going to be completely insane. And, you know, and for those of you, you know, for those of you who are tuned in, you know, Dennis Walker, you know, you've got to understand something. You know, this is somebody who's been at the helm, you know, of some of the most legendary people on the planet. Okay, you're talking Robert Cray, you know, John Campbell, you know, Joe Louis Walker, you know, B.B. King. Okay, this is us coming, you know, from Memphis, you know, along with a ton of others. You know, he's produced and done stuff and sat in, you know, with, you know, a ton of stuff. When you're talking about blues, you know, soul, rock, you know, and folk, and you know, you're looking at, you know, Otis Rush, you know, Buddy Guy, Boss Gags, and this is somebody that's been able to kind of reach in and bring out some of the best, you know, out of artists, and I also understand that this has been kind of a crazy, you know, crazy opportunity to not only have him work with you, but this is the first time that he's going to be working with somebody from the UK. Is that right, guys?
That's right, yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely, and everything you're saying is correct. You know, he has this unique ability, not only as a songwriter, but as a songwriter for the individual. He's nothing's generic. He understands the artist, he understands what they're trying to achieve, he understands the stories they're trying to tell. And I've been so overwhelmed with the fact that Dennis is communicating with me. We're talking on Skype, we're sharing words, and he's asking me, Malaya, what is it you're trying to say? What is this story about? So he's not just writing songs, but he's teaching me, he's mentoring me, and you know, I feel extremely privileged.
Wow. And so it's kind of one of those, I mean, out of curiosity, how is it that Dennis even came into your world? I mean,
this one's for you.
Okay. Yeah. Steve, how was it that you guys were even able to get him?
Well, it just made me smile when you said, how did he come into the room? And that's literally what happened as far as Malaya was concerned. She switched on her computer and there he was.
Stop it. Really?
I'd made contact with Dennis a number of years ago and had kept in touch with him. And when I first started to work with Malaya, I spoke to him and said, I've got this amazing singer that I think is, you know, got a really special voice and a real special talent.
Right.
And at the time that we did Heartsick, I don't think the time was quite right then for us to try and stretch ourselves that far. But now, you know, as you said earlier, Malaya has it come on so strongly in the last couple of years that when we started to talk about, well, hey, maybe it's time for the next album.
Wow.
I thought, well, I'll get in touch with Dennis again. And I sent him a copy of Heartsick, and he was blown away with it. I said, everything that you told me is true. You know, she's got this amazing voice. I'd love to get on board. I'd love to work with you guys, which is just thrilling.
Wow. That's crazy. And so, you know, ultimately, Steve, you know, with Heartsick, you know, was that the idea of it, putting it together, going, okay, you knew then that she was ready with that album, you know, because
yes,
it was...
I think so. That I very much wanted Heartsick to be a Malaya Blue album, and Malaya Blue delivered a fantastic album. And I've often said that for me, Heartsick is not only a great album, it's a key to future things, and so it seems to be proving to be.
Perfect. You know, that's not to say anything, you know, about Bourbon Street, Malaya. You know, Bourbon Street was a fantastic album because it was one that actually got her. Bourbon Street got her noticed. You know, and
yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, so to get the nod from Dennis, you know, for him to come out and do this. This is a big deal, guys. This is a very big deal.
It is. It's huge.
It sure is. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity, and you know, we fully intend to grab it with both hands and make the best album that we possibly can.
Wow. Now, what are there? You know, for Malaya, I'll ask Malaya this. You've had the opportunity, Malaya, you've had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Dennis, right? What are your plans?
Yeah. Several times.
And what are your plans in your head? What does this mean to you? What are your plans?
Well, you know, I've never worked so closely with somebody that is so skilled. Songwriting is really elusive, and we don't really know that a song is a great song until it's gone out and had the public vote. And so there has to be a lot of faith in what you're doing. And I think with Dennis, you know, what he's teaching me is, I mean, Heartsick was really a leap of faith for me. Steve said to me, Malaya, you need to trust yourself and put this album out.
Wow.
So I did, and thank goodness that Heartsick was so well received, because I'm very proud of it. It's a great album, and it's not just me. There's lots and lots of other people involved. in creating those songs. But what Dennis is doing now is he's saying, Malaya, okay, great, this is a great album, this is a great record, you've done a really good job.
Sure.
But now we need to push the envelope. What else is there? How else can we tell these stories? So I'm not just getting this, I'm getting this mentorship and this this communication. We're actually about halfway through the third album. We've got about 6 tracks already in the bag. So we're talking, we're communicating, we're emailing. He emailed me songs that he's working on, and he emailed me the draft, and then version 2, and then version 3, and he shows me the edits. So he's really sharing with me how to progress my own writing, and he's taking my lyrics and he's, you know, disseminating, dissecting them and saying, okay, Malaya, what are you trying to say in this line? Where are the pictures? How do I, as a listener, understand what you're trying to communicate to me? And it's completely, I said to Dennis, we laughed, because I said to him, when I'm on stage now singing, I'm sometimes thinking, oh, what is that lyric about? And I'm like, I can forget what the lyric is, because my head is like moving into a different place, and that's gross, and that's exciting.
Absolutely, absolutely, Malaya, because everything now is different for you, and so it's going to take you to a different place.
It is
going to take you to a different place.
It's opened the Pandora's box of you know, I've write songs, I accept them for what they are.
Wow.
But Dennis is saying, okay, there's another stage to this, and I'm going to teach you how to do it.
Wow.
Which is incredible.
That is incredible for you, Malaya. Now, Malaya, you know, this is going to take you to another place. You know, with you and Steve, I mean, where, you know, what are you hoping will happen for you?
Well, sorry, it's interesting because I was talking to a friend of mine just a few days ago, and he said, oh, you know, this is so exciting, and, you know, where will it all end with all these fantastic gigs and big tours? And I have to say, guys, to be honest, for me personally, as an artist, I just want to breathe in Dennis Walker's ability. I'm really hoping that I will learn how to write those kinds of songs that just go, you know, that extra mile and reach more people and have more meaning for more interpretations. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah, because that's what music is all about. That's why we do it. That's why I write songs, certainly. I want to share my story, but I want to share it in such a way that other people can tap into those emotions and perhaps explore their own.
That's perfect.
And so I think, if Dennis can teach me, if Dennis can refine that skill, that would be a real gift.
That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic.
So I don't know. I don't know where this will take us, but I think just the fact that Dennis has recognized Malaya in the UK as the first British artist that he wants to collaborate with is just absolutely massive. So
it is
going to get for me right now.
Yeah, that is. No, and like I said, you know, coming from somebody from Memphis, that's a big deal. Now for Steve,
it is massive. Mm. Yeah.
For Steve, I'm wondering, you know, this is amazing news, and
absolutely,
and I know that you've taken such care, you know, with Malaya and trying to, you know, trying to develop you know, a certain direction, you know.
Yes.
What is your ultimate hope, you know, for her? What do you see for her?
Well, I think that one of the things I often say to people when I talk about Malaya is that I don't think she realizes quite how good and how talented she is, and I'm kind of hoping that by working with people like Dennis, that will prove to her herself, you know, the confidence that you know, not to feel restricted in any way, because I think if you listen to Bourbon Street, which was very much a collaborative effort, Heartsick, as I said earlier, was very much Malaya's own work, and I think that the icing on the cake for me with Heartsick was that it proved that not only is she a fantastic singer, but she's also a very talented songwriter, and I think the songwriting is, over the last 2 years, has developed even more, and I think with Dennis on board, you know, I really don't think there's any limitations. I think, you know, Malaya's got the full package.
Wow.
And it's just, I think we do realise, I think, that we're putting ourselves under a certain amount of pressure by collaborating with somebody like Dennis and putting an album like that out. But I'm really confident that Malaya's got the ability and the talent to deal with all of that, and obviously I'll support her all the way through, and we'll come up with something amazing, I hope.
Absolutely, you will. I mean, I don't doubt that. She's a very talented lady, you know, and it's one of those things where, Steve, what type of impact are you thinking it's going to happen? You know, there's always...
You mean when the album comes
mm-hmm.
out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess that's really for other people to say. I'd love to think that, you know, we'll get some recognition. We've certainly built up a big fan base in the USI, and it would be really lovely to maybe get some nominations for some blues awards out there. And
perfect.
You know, take the blues community by storm, and you know, who knows where that could lead to.
Perfect.
You know, Dennis has had 5 Grammy nominations, and I think we'd be really pleased just to get one.
Oh my goodness! And you know, right? Of course, you know, with him, with Dennis and his you know, his Grammy nominations, and of course, you know, his BMA. You know, of course, he had WC Handy, their BMA awards. He's known.
I couldn't really hear everything that Malaya was saying, but you know, I've had a lot of conversations with Dennis, and I spoke to Dennis for several months before even Dennis and Malaya kind of got introduced to each other, and he's such a humble man for all of the awards that he's won and all of the fantastic people he's worked with. He is such a humble man and really, really great to work with and to get along with.
He is. And I did notice on your page, you actually made an announcement that, you know, he was overwhelmed and he was so happy about the responses that he was getting from everybody, noticing and everybody's response, you know, for him wanting to work with Malaya. And so I'm hoping that, you know, he is still pleased.
So you're fading away a bit, so I can't hear you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, you know, I saw where you had actually put out that that Dennis was actually really happy about everybody's responses, you know, to him working.
Yeah, he, you know, Dennis is fully on board with the project, and he's not just you know, sending songs and things. He's very interested in what we're doing, and he's very keen to help, and he's going to do some radio interviews for us as well to help promote the pledge campaign that we've just launched.
Perfect.
So he's fully on board. You know, he's not just I'll send you a few songs and give me credits for them. He's definitely part of the team as far as this album goes.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you, with him, I mean, if there's anything that we can do, definitely let us know. You know, of course, we'd love to talk with him. And, you know, being Memphis and the blues, you know, hey, that can't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose Memphis and Chicago are the two kind of capitals of the blues, aren't they?
They are. They really are, you know. You know, for both, you know, Steve, for both you and you know, and Malaya, I know that this is kind of a surreal moment for you two.
Yeah, I mean, we're so thrilled to be, you know, being interviewed on Radio Memphis because it is such an iconic blues city.
Yeah.
And to have the support, I mean, I need to give a shout out to Mark Caldwell and the Friends of the Memphis Blues Society.
Absolutely.
They've been behind us ever since Heartsick came out, certainly, and
absolutely
given us fantastic support too. So
absolutely,
yeah, big shout out to Mark. I'm sure he's probably listening.
Absolutely, and he's always he's a big supporter, and of course, you know, he's a big part of, you know, Radio Memphis. He's a big part of the Radio Memphis Booze and Blues show that happens every Sunday night here. And so, yes, Mark is an integral part for us here at Radio Memphis. Malaya, young lady, you, my dear. You're gonna do great things, honey, and I don't doubt that. I really don't doubt that.
I hope so. I just want to make a good contribution to music. I think, like any musician, any aspiring songwriter or instrumentalist, we understand why we have music. We need it. It's so important. And so I just hope to make a good contribution.
You will.
The music.
You get the album done, okay? when you get the album done, you just come here. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
That's, I mean,
that sounds perfect.
That's what you really got to do is you got to come here. You got to visit Memphis. You got to visit Chicago. You got to come here, you know, and come see you.
I know, Dee, that you had your big weekend, I think last weekend, didn't you? The Memphis Blues Challenge.
Yes. We had the Blues Challenge a couple weeks ago. Of course, we had the BMAs. We had the Music Awards, you know, that everybody was in town and stuff like that. And that's a big thing. You know, that's a very big thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you guys, for both of you, you know, getting the album together and getting the writing, you know, and literally by the time you get this album together, you know, and put together, about the time that that time comes around again, that's about the time that you guys need to be here, really.
Yeah, there was a little thought going in my head just as you said that, Dee.
So I'm thinking that this needs to be a plan. It really does, because anybody that, you know, that you would want to, you know, everybody that's anybody that you guys want to be around and you want to, you know, collaborate and you want to talk with, and it's, you know, this is what this is about. You guys need to be here. You need to be here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And
Needed.
And timing would be quite good too. Holiday.
So, yeah, that's definitely one for us to think about.
See?
One of the things is that we're over in the UK, and to make an album, it's quite an expensive thing, which is we've launched the pledge campaign this week as well, to try and get people to come on board and be part of the journey and kind of pre-order things and pledge things.
I got you. Perfect.
And hopefully, if that's successful, we'll be there.
Perfect. Perfect. That
needs
to happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Steve, so everybody, when they want to do the pledge campaign, where can they go?
Well, yeah, the pledge thing online is pledgemusic.com/MalayaBlue. And you go on there and you can pre-order thing. You can pre-order the new album, which obviously isn't ready yet, but you can pre-order it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of special deals or special things that you can get. You can have your name on the artwork,
mm-hmm.
the album. You can get Malaya to do a handwritten lyric sheet for any song that you want, you know, from Heartsick or Bourbon Street. Or maybe something from the new album as well.
Okay.
There's all sorts of kind of unique things. You can get a Skype call where you can have a chat with Malaya and ask her about the music and things like that.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of things that you can pledge for. And pledge hold the money until we reach the target, and then they release it and we pay for the album and it all gets done. So it's a really good way of doing things.
Perfect. Perfect. That will be definitely the thing that everybody needs to do on that. That's awesome. Perfect. We're definitely, you know, of course, you know, with the Memphis Blues Society, everybody knows about that. You know, you've got Mark Caldwell. Yeah. He's a big pusher, so he's definitely going to be pushing everybody towards that, you know, the pledge campaign.
That's brilliant. We really do appreciate
that. Thank you for your support. It's really, really, you know, it's really fantastic to get a station like you guys, to get you behind us is, you know, really, really valuable. So thank you.
Absolutely, Malaya. And I tell you, look, when the artist is fantastic and the music is good, it's not that hard to get behind somebody. So I tell you guys, thank you so much for taking time out and calling in from the UK. And I'm so sorry that you guys couldn't hear each other, you know, too well. I know we're having to get some things fixed on this end, and I'm going to get work to look at it when we can't get back in. Congratulations on this phenomenal moment. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Malaya,
thank you, Dee.
Absolutely, Steve. You know, for Malaya, you being able to work with Dennis Walker, and him being able to produce and collaborate Beautiful. With you, is insane, and that's amazing. You being the first UK artist, that's a historical marker, and you know, hopefully that'll be something
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's coming. I know you're going to say something.
I know. I just, you know, when you say that, that's what happens to me in the early hours of the morning, and I think, hang on a second.
Yeah.
It's me we're talking.
I know.
Malaya Blue.
I know.
And this is Dennis Walker, you know, who has trailblazed through the music industry, mm-hmm. the songwriting industry,
mm-hmm.
and he is Skyping me in my house so that we can talk about songs for album three. I mean, this is just groundbreaking. The first UK artist that Dennis Walker has worked with. I mean, how? How did that end up being me? I mean, Steve was instrumental. You know, everybody's contribution has made that happen, but I'm absolutely I still can't believe it's me. I feel like it's happening to somebody else and I'm somehow helping the process. It's just incredible.
You're going to learn so much, and it's even that's why it's even more important for you and Steve to come here, you know, to understand. You got to understand blues a little bit, so you have to understand kind of where it comes from, you know, and you have to understand that end of it too. And there's going to be a lot for you. But yeah, it's a little.
I think we need a road trip, Steve.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And you guys come down here and we'll have all the guys come in, all the different blues people come in here. We'll have a jam, you know, because we do that. We'll have everybody come in, bring, they'll bring in their instruments and stuff. We'll have a jam on air. And that's what we do here, you know, and have some fun and all that good stuff. And that's one of those things where you'll hear the stories, and you'll get it on you, and you'll figure out you'll kind of figure it out from that point. This is going to be great for you, and this is going to be a great experience for both of you, and this is going to be one of those things where hopefully this will be something that'll you know everybody will be benefiting from. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song from you for everybody. Okay. All right. And of course, you know, again, we're going to let everybody, we're going to continue to tell everybody, you know, to continue to support you guys both and making sure that they, you know, go to the pledge campaigns and stuff like that. And, you know, and Steve, you know, again, let me know, you know, let Mark know, you know, if there's anything that we can do. And of course, you know, and if we, you know, if there's anything we can do for Dennis, you know, if he wants to catch up with us here at Radio Memphis, we'd love to talk with him as well.
I'm sure he'd be pleased to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to sit down and talk with Dennis. Yeah. And I tell you, Dennis and I could sit down and we can go around the park and you'll understand, Malaya. You'll get it.
that'd be cool.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you both enjoy your afternoon, okay? And thank you again for taking time out this afternoon and hanging out with us on Radio Memphis Around the World. We're going to rock out to you. Yeah, we're going to rock out to you some more. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again, guys.
Thank you, Dee.
Take good care of yourself.
It's been a real pleasure.
All righty.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Memphis Radio.
All right.
Bye, listeners.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. All right. Malaya Blue and Steve, our manager, out of the UK, right here on Radio Memphis. And I really hate that they couldn't hear each other. Apparently, we've got some things that are going on as far as with the phones and stuff like that. what you were just tuned in and listening about is that Malaya, you know, being the UK blues artist, has actually just struck up the opportunity and struck up a relationship with producer Dennis Walker. Now, Dennis, look, he's, like I said, he's worked with some amazing, he himself is a bass player extraordinaire, all right? Legendary man himself, and worked with some amazing people and actually worked with some and wrote some amazing songs and done some amazing things as far as especially with the blues community. And so, you know, you have to understand what that means to Memphis, all right? And so the fact of the matter is that he's never worked with anybody in the UK. So the fact that he has stepped up and reached out to this independent artist is a big deal. So congratulations, you know, to Malaya Blue. Now, you guys, if you want to know more, you know, about Malaya, you can actually check her out at malayablue.com. If you happen to be on Facebook, you know, Malaya Blue, check her out, Malaya Blue, Malaya Blue Jazz, Malaya Blue Band, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, of course, you always can reach out to me, Radio Memphis, Radio Memphis Around the World, you know, Radio Memphis, just Radio Memphis, you know, radio-memphis.com, and we'll let you know a little bit more about that. And you can also catch up with the Memphis Blues Society, because the Memphis Blues Society is also, you know, behind Malaya Blue, and so we'll learn a little bit more about that. And, you know, I'm having this really cool feeling. What's going to wind up happening out of all of this is that we're going to wind up getting to catch up with Dennis Walker himself, right? right here on Radio Memphis. And not only that, if everything goes really cool and really well, I'm really hoping that when it's all said and done about this time again next year, we may even have Malia Blue in town for Memphis for the BMAs right here. And who knows? Man, we'll have a little fun with that. So we can make all of that happen. But in the meantime, how about we enjoy some more music from Malia Blue right here on Radio Memphis Around the World. So I'm thinking a little bit of The Corner for you right here, only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.